Madam President, Excellencies, distinguished colleagues, I am honored to address the high-level segment of the Conference on Disarmament. First, my delegation would like to emphasize that Vietnam strongly believes in the power of effective multilateralism and international cooperation for sustainable peace and development over the world. Vietnam supports the role of this conference in the framework of international bodies dealing with non-proliferation, disarmament, and related issues. Vietnam therefore supports the efforts to move forward the work of the Conference for Disarmament Negotiations and advance the multilateral disarmament agenda. Second, Vietnam highly appreciates the recent adoption of the conference decision on its program of work for 2022. We would like to express our appreciation to China, Colombia, and other members of the P6 for their efforts which allowed the conference to adopt this decision. We believe that this decision constitutes a major step forward to advance the work of the conference. As an active and responsible member of the international community and the Conference on Disarmament, Vietnam remains committed to engage with the presidents of the conference in 2022 as well as the member states to contribute to the work of the conference. Third, Vietnam continues its consistent policy in supporting all efforts towards general and complete disarmament and non-proliferation of weapons of mass destruction, especially nuclear weapons. Vietnam is a party to all major multilateral treaties on nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation, including the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, NPT, the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, and most recently, the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. Vietnam is also a party to the Southeast Asian Nuclear Weapon Free Zone Treaty. We support joint initiatives and efforts to promote nuclear disarmament. We believe that more than ever, the international community needs to give a new impetus to the global disarmament and non-proliferation mechanisms for international peace. The upcoming NPT review conference is an ideal opportunity to do so. We also would like to underline our unwavering support for the NPT and the importance of full and balanced implementation of the three pillars of the treaty, including ensuring the rights of states to use nuclear technology for peaceful purposes. Excellencies, Madam President, we would like to express our hope that the conference can commence its substantive work for concrete actions for disarmament. I thank you.